Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And last but not least, we have hour number 3 of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as per usual. 6:10 here. Chris, what do you got for me?
Well, I got to tell you, another bad story. Doggone it. You know, I just hate to have to tell you, but you need to know about it. An unidentified 48-year-old Escambia County motorcyclist was killed in a 626 crash Monday evening in Santa Rosa County. Do you realize how many motorcycle stories I do?
Yeah, there's a lot.
There really are. Just watch for motorcycles, for doggone it. FHP confirmed a driver from Pace made a left turn into the path of the motorcycle. That motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. Troopers are continuing their investigation. I'm so sorry. I mean, it's just, they seem like they just come every day with motorcycle crashes. You've got to be careful out there. Watch for motorcycles. Look for that dead spot in that mirror.
Yeah.
You just can't see them sometimes.
Well, and the thing is, you can miss a car. It's called a blind spot for a reason.
Exactly right. So be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Also, staff members at Ascension Sacred Heart Emerald Coast reportedly lacked confidence in surgeon Dr. Thomas Shignofsky. That from a new report by the Florida Healthcare Administration after the botched surgery that led to a patient dying after his liver was accidentally removed instead of his spleen. Of course, that happened back in August. In the report, one employee told investigators she was trying not to cry as she did CPR on patient William Bryan. One staff member said that Shignofsky was so cavalier that it makes him dangerous. Ascension Sacred Heart Emerald Coast reported that surgical errors in the last year and a half, all three, involved him as the surgeon. The state medical board ordered an emergency suspension of his medical license.
Well, the FBI is coming under scrutiny from a lot of folks saying they've been politicized and that type of appeal that people believe that's what the FBI stands for. Well, the FBI stats indicating a nationwide decrease in reported violent crimes. Wait a minute, not so fast. Real numbers coming out. Justice Department National Crime Victimization Survey shows a totally different story.
This is Fox on Justice. More than 3,000 crime survivors from over 30 states gathered on the National Mall, demanding lawmakers prioritize the needs of crime victims. It comes as the White House touts new FBI stats, showing a nationwide overall 3% decrease in violent crime last year. But the Department of Justice's own National Crime Victimization Survey tells a very different story. Rape, robbery, and aggravated assaults during the Trump years fell by about 13%, but soared by more than 50% under the Biden-Harris administration. The disparity lies in how the data is collected. The DOJ survey is conducted through interviews, whereas the FBI relies only on crimes reported to police. Dr. John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center had this to say.
We've never seen such low arrest rates. What happens is that if people don't think the criminals are going to be caught and punished, not as many people go and report crimes to the police.
Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
There you are, 50% compared to 13. Are you kind of really? Are you, and you're not buying into this?
Mm. Yeah, no. I mean, it does. It makes you think. Also,
especially when the figures are there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like in black and white. There's the numbers.
Right.
Oh, but that's not true. Come on.
This week we'll learn, of course, the state of the university at UWF. Want to give just hourly updates on this because it's going to be happening tomorrow morning during the pep talk program, 9:30 a.m. UWF Dr. Martha Saunders, originally scheduled to give that speech several weeks ago, but due to inclement weather, the campus was closed that day. So she will be giving it once again tomorrow right here on News Radio 92.3, 9:30 a.m. during the pep talk program. She will be discussing current and future progress at the university and more.
Okay, as an alumni of UWF, what are you looking to hear from Dr. Saunders tomorrow?
Well, I know we've been touching on some of like the grants that the university has been getting, some of the new programs that we have. We touched on that maritime program that they had. Talked about that just yesterday. So there really is. I mean, I hate to make it sound this way because I'm going to sound biased, but it really is probably going to sound like a pep rally. There's a lot of good news all around.
I love Martha Saunders. I mean, as in terms of being a leader at UWF, she's just wonderful. Hey, don't forget tonight, Bands of the Beach featuring Pearl and Rafe. Pensacola Beach's own brother and sister duo. Curtain rises at the Casino Beach Pavilion in about 45 minutes. Bring your blankets and beach chairs along. Leave those pets and glass at home.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by LifeLock. During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, beware of phishing scams. Choose LifeLock for comprehensive identity theft protection. You can start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com/cybersafety. Again, that is LifeLock.com/cybersafety. Looking at the roads here, just a couple spots to note. I'll just lump this one up in a few words.
There you go.
Pensacola Fairgrounds, all right? Two words for you there. Mobile Highway and Pine Forest Road dealing with some heavy congestion because of the traffic there. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point backed up. As for the weather, it is 74 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful sunny Wednesday, high of 84, low of 62.
Ever had a secret and somebody spoiled it and told other people and just busted your whole secret?
Yeah.
Ever had that happen to you?
It's called gossip.
Well, it happened. Plans for Israeli military operations have been released without authorization. Officials are peeved and looking into how and why this happened. More from Fox this afternoon.
Viewing America.
The investigation continues into the leak of U.S. intelligence material concerning a possible Israeli military attack on Iran. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby discussed the situation Monday.
We're not exactly sure how these documents found their way into the public domain.
Kirby adding that President Biden is concerned about the situation.
That is not supposed to happen, and it's unacceptable when it does.
Kirby does say there is no evidence further documents are set to be released. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio expressed anger over the leak during an appearance on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
It's both a federal crime to leak that information. It's also an act of treason. It's an aiding an enemy of the United States, a government in Iran that basically says death to America, death to Israel every week. It's their slogan.
The senator also issuing this bottom line.
We need to know who did this, and they need to be punished.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
All righty. 6:17 here. Looking just around the state of Florida, University of North Florida trying to bring national attention to unsolved investigations. The school is hosting the 2024 Cold Case Symposium. That was today and tomorrow as well, alongside the organization Project Cold Case. And this was allowing victims' families to engage with police, forensic scientists, and social workers. And along with that, there's finally a resolution in a 20-year-old case in Lee County. So there's something for you. Rodney Terrell Davis was recently sentenced to 4 decades in prison in connection to a deadly shooting. Police say the 41-year-old admitted to killing Corey Smith in front of a Fort Myers home in the summer of 2004. Davis will also serve 15 years on drug trafficking charges after he was caught arranging narcotics trafficking deals from the county jail. So, interesting coincidence there. We're talking about solving cold cases, and then there was one solved in Lee.
Absolutely. 6:18 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Beach Vets Day Parade on the schedule, returning for its 35th year next month. That parade rolls from Via de Luna Drive west into the Casino Beach parking lot. Now, this year's event will include veterans from all branches of the military. Rolls at 2 p.m. Monday. That's November 11th on Pensacola Beach. You want to participate? You're a vet? Here you go. Give Donna Cahill a call, 850-516-8533, and look at yourself in that parade. There you go.
All righty, just about 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Miami International Airport with some new technological protection, and maybe this can become more of a thing nationwide. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Continued our discussion about the propositions that are on the ballot in, gosh, 2 weeks. Propositions 5 and 6, I evaluated those. You can catch those on the podcast page. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about a variety of things, including one of the most horrific crimes that I even can remember being attempted here in Escambia County. And the last round of drama from James Calkins and the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
Hi, I'm Carissa Burgosh, asking for your vote on November 5th for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:24 here. We got some time for a quick hitter or two before we get another quick check of the roads and weather. I'll get us started. Miami International Airport has new technology that will immediately recognize if the perimeter fence is cut, climbed over, or dug under. Transportation Security Administration Captain Jim Bamberger says that the agency invested more than $6 million on the five-pronged security system, with the airport contributing about the same amount. It includes laser walls, radar, and cameras. The data collected from this test site will be used at airports around the country. So there you go.
Just think how many jobs they could have given to people and hired them to sit on the fence to monitor that. They would have saved a lot more than $6 million, I guarantee, perhaps, in costs like that. Giving people jobs, give them something to do, technology wins again. Hey, listen, you were playing that Jim Croce. Reminded me of my freshman year in college.
Me too, man.
That had to be back in, like, you weren't even thought of that. I think that was like in 1972 or so when that song came out.
Oh, it's old.
Another artist who died in a plane crash. You and I were just talking about that
a few minutes ago. There's been several of those.
Okay, here's a question. Has she flipped her position again? What the heck am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Do I?
Kamala Harris, she's flipped on fracking. Here you go.
The The Harris campaign's climate engagement director made some recent comments about Harris's energy policies. So this was in an interview with Politico. One of the campaign's top climate staffers said Harris is, quote, not promoting expansion, unquote, of fossil fuel production. But then she posted this on X after that interview and said, I didn't explain myself clearly here. Contrary to Trump's claims, the VP has not banned fracking, doesn't support banning fracking, and in fact cast the tie-breaking vote on the biggest pro-climate law ever, which, yes, opened new fracking leases. She went on to say people know that's her position.
All righty. 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on. We still got those issues around the fairgrounds on Mobile Highway and Pine Forest Road. Also on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, there ain't too much. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 84, low of 62.
Hey, nice job. 6:27, News Radio 92.3. While we were talking about Kamala Harris a second ago, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz continues to be pressed about a law he signed as a Minnesota governor that reportedly placed no limits on abortion.
Democracy 24.
In his first Sunday show appearance since joining the Harris ticket, Governor Tim Walz was challenged by Fox News Sunday's Shannon Bream on his claim that former President Trump would sign a national abortion ban. Trump has repeatedly stated he would veto any such effort. Walz was also asked about the no-limit abortion law he signed in Minnesota.
The vice president and I have been clear the restoration of Roe versus Wade is what we're asking
but
for.
But that
this
law
is a
goes
woman's
far beyond
right
Roe v. Wade.
To make her own choice. The law is very clear. It does not change that. That has been debunked on every occasion.
But wait,
look, this
wait.
Is a,
but let's agree. What you signed is there's not a single limit through 9 months of pregnancy. Roe had a trimester framework that did have limits through the pregnancy. The Minnesota law does not have that.
This puts the decision with the woman and her health care providers.
On the podcast Call Her Daddy, Vice President Harris said it was, quote, outrageously inaccurate for her opponent to suggest that abortions happen in the ninth month of pregnancy. In Washington, Alexandra Hoff, Fox News.
There's a breakdown in Washington. Oh, my.
Also, an Iranian official being accused in a plot to kill a dissident journalist in New York City. A federal prosecutor said an Islamic Revolutionary Guard official was hit with criminal charges in connection with an alleged failed assassination plot to kill an Iranian journalist based in Brooklyn 2 years ago. Three other men were also charged in connection with the plot to kill Misai Alinejad. U.S. officials have labeled the Revolutionary Guard a global terrorist group, and that man fled Iran following the country's disputed 2009 presidential election. He tweeted after learning about the news, posting, quote, no matter how far you run, justice will find you.
Let me just bring this back in here on a local level, if you don't mind.
Very well.
Back in the early 70s, we used to have the municipal auditorium at the foot of Palafox Street. And
right.
This used to be a test market for a lot of rock and roll bands. They would come in here, test their shows out. Michael Jackson was one of the perfect example. He used the Bay Center. But bands like Blue Oyster Cult.
Ooh, good one.
Okay, well, this was a market for them. They used to come in here. You get $5 tickets. General admission. Come on in. But another band that I got a chance to meet the band's manager. His name was Bill Ham. We're talking about ZZ Top here. They played Pensacola many old times. We just called them a little old band from Texas. Of course, Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, the remaining members of ZZ. Frank Beard passed away a few years ago. But ZZ Top back on tour. This is great. The closest you're going to get to see Billy and Dusty, and yes, the Beards are all still there, is during their Elevation tour. Going to happen over at the Mobile Sanger March 6th, 2025. ZZ Top has won 3 MTV Video Music Awards, 6 number one singles, and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. Tickets are now on sale for that show, and I might make that one. That's a goodie.
Oh, all right.
That's a goodie.
Also, this is just a bit of a preamble because we typically have sports in our in the bottom half of the hour. All 32 NHL teams will be in action tonight for the league's second ever Frozen Frenzy. The puck actually dropped at 5 p.m. for the first game of the night with the Flyers hosting the Capitals. We'll get a score update on that when we come back from the break. The next game with the Minnesota Wild visiting the Florida Panthers. Hey, that started at 5:30. The schedule seeing the game start every 15 minutes up until 9:15 p.m. before wrapping up with the final game at 10 p.m. Every game will be available to watch on either ESPN or ESPN+.
And you're talking about the Flyers being the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yes. In not the
NHL.
Ice Flyers.
Okay. I just didn't want somebody just jumping in there going, what is he talking about? What's going on? I will straighten this out here. Pensacola Ice Flyers ready to rebound after Saturday's loss to Huntsville. The Ice Flyers will have this week to practice and refocus for games this weekend in Huntsville. Puck drops Friday at the Probst Arena up there in Huntsville. Harry Graham's got his team firing. They're going to do it this weekend.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Trump is going after the Hispanic vote. Today, he hosted a roundtable discussion in Miami with Latino leaders. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
Donald Trump sounded off on the border and the economy. He painted a clear contrast between himself and VP Kamala Harris.
She was the border's officer 3.5 years, and now she said now, whether she is or not, she was in charge of the border. That's loud and clear.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says today apprehensions between ports of entry have reached their lowest levels in 4 years. President Biden visited the New Hampshire Democratic Party headquarters in Concord, warning that democracy is at stake in 2 weeks with Trump on the ballot.
He is a genuine threat to our democracy, and that's not hyperbole. That is the God's truth.
Kamala Harris had a taped interview on Telemundo, making her pitch to undecided Latino voters. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Just 2 weeks before Election Day, and a new CNBC Generation Lab survey finds that Vice President Kamala Harris is expanding her advantage over Republican Donald Trump among Americans between the ages of 18 and 34. The latest quarterly Youth and Money survey shows Harris with a 20-point lead over the former president, with 60% of respondents choosing her over Trump. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today. The Dow fell 6 points, the S&P 500 dropped 2, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 33. One of the companies that was driving those stocks lower today was GE Aerospace, who reported positive quarterly earnings and even raised their full-year financial guidance. Shares tumbled, though, after the numbers were released. The Federal Reserve likely to agree to 2 more quarter percentage point rate cuts this year and 4 additional moves next year, according to the IMF's chief economist. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Brandon Ayuk is now for the season. Christian McCaffrey is getting closer to returning, but I have zero clue what you could expect out of him the rest of the way. And the 49ers have about 2 years left before their Super Bowl window shuts. With all these injuries, all the pressure is now on offensive genius Kyle Shanahan, who has choked away 2 Super Bowls while coaching the 49ers, and now Kyle, with his back up against the wall, must find a way to get the job done. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryan along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
So what you need?
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. There's something different for you. Some Nickelback. The 2002 called. All righty. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. Gulf Breeze Parkway had some issues. If you were traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, there's maybe still a little bit of congestion, but it's not too much. The only problem where you're going to have any main issues is Mobile Highway that bleeds onto Pine Forest Road. Of course, that's because of the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, it's ticking a little bit lower and lower. 74 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 84 and a low of 62. Beautiful sunny Wednesday.
All right, 6:37, News Radio 92.3. See, Joe Biden, he wants to lock Trump up, man. He says, I'm going to lock him up. He's in Concord, New Hampshire now. He doesn't have a clue where he's at. We're watching a B-roll on this thing here. But yeah, earlier today, his rallying call, you can go to the Fox website if you want to and check this out, but they have the story rolling that Joe Biden wants to lock up Donald Trump.
Right. That's what the headline reads, at least.
So what's new, right?
And
your point is?
Well, speaking of Trump, I'm glad actually you brought him up. Trump and sports. Yeah, who would have thought that we'd be mixing those two? It's almost like mixing lemonade and sweet tea. How about that? All right. Arnold Palmer's daughter says that former President Trump's comments about her late father were disrespectful, inappropriate, and unacceptable. Peg Palmer Ware spoke to ABC News about Trump's comments at the airport in Pennsylvania named after the golfer over the weekend. He started with a lewd story about Palmer, who died back in 2016. Palmer Ware said that she will be voting in the presidential election but has not disclosed which candidate she plans to vote for. Back in hour one, I said I would do some research on what it was he said about Palmer. It was not meant to be insulting. but I'll just say it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate.
Where did this come from? Why now? I'm just curious. Why now?
Well, because I think this happened last week.
He passed away in 2016.
Oh, it was over the weekend.
I'm just saying, but Arnold passed away in 2016.
Yes, Palmer passed away back in 2016, but Trump was at the Pennsylvania airport that was named after Arnold Palmer.
Goodness. Oh, yeah.
And that's when he made the remark that he did. And it just wasn't cool. He was trying to be funny, but not very professional.
Hey, it was guy talk.
Period. It was guy talk. That is the best way to sum it up.
It was guy talk.
It was guy talk. If you want to find out what it was, I'm not going to say it on air. You can look it up.
And it's not that bad, folks.
It's not bad. It's just, as I said, inappropriate.
Austin is just protecting him as a broadcaster from saying it on air.
Yeah, professionalism is key.
Kind of rules around here, you know.
All righty. I said I was going to give a score update also on some of the NHL games going on. Capitals are beating the Flyers 2-0 in the second period. Wild up on the Panthers 3-0, so Florida's not really showing out quite yet. Lightning and the New Jersey Devils tied at 1 at the end of the first period. Stars and Sabres tied at 0. Rangers beating the Canadiens 3-0. And the Maple Leafs and Blue Jackets also tied at 0.
You know, I'm glad you're giving some NHL scores. They deserve the respect.
Oh, yeah.
The Lightning's not playing, right?
The Lightning are playing, and they are tied with the Devils 1-1.
Okay. Should be New Jersey Devils. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that Seinfeld episode where the guy came on and he painted his face as a New Jersey Devil hockey fan? He scared the heck out of everybody. Okay, let's talk sports. Ready?
All right.
Okay. A challenging season for the Cleveland Browns. I say it's challenging because they haven't put in our former Saints fan, our former Saints player.
Yeah. Former Seminole, Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, right.
Seems like they may be putting him in soon, though.
Okay, anyway, Cleveland, their season just got a whole lot more difficult.
The Browns will officially have a different quarterback under center for the remainder of the season. The team confirming an MRI shows that Deshaun Watson suffered a ruptured right Achilles tendon in Sunday's game against the Bengals. The injury ends a frustrating season for Watson, as he posted the lowest QBR rating among qualified passers, and Cleveland sits at 1-6. Watson signed a fully guaranteed $230 million contract after Cleveland sent 3 first-round draft picks to Houston to get him before the start of the 2022 season. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
What was Cleveland thinking?
Listen, this has nothing to do with Watson. This is just about the Browns as a whole. Obviously, I don't laugh at injury, but I do laugh at struggling franchises, especially when they're rivals of my Steelers. The Browns, man, they're 1-6. They can't catch a break.
Where's Jameis?
Well, Jameis, a lot of people like him. He actually has a pretty big fan base. I'm sure he's going to...
I showed you my kid wearing his jersey.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get the chance to ball out without a doubt.
All right. Thursday game coming up here. We've shift gears on you. In the NFL.
All right.
Stay with us here. Here we go. Minnesota at Los Angeles, the Rams.
Man, Minnesota, they have just looked phenomenal. Almost won that game against the Lions. That's their only blemish right now. So I do think they're for real this year after that. I'll take them to beat the Rams.
I'm really impressed with Detroit. I mean,
they are phenomenal. And the thing is, outside of the NFC North, they don't have any enemies. I mean, everybody wants to see the Lions succeed. Yeah. They've sucked for decades.
Yeah, they're playing just over their head right now. They're just amazing. Okay, let me just run these games down real quick here. Philadelphia, Cincinnati.
Man, that's tough. I'll take Philly. Why not?
I'm so disappointed in Joe Burrow this year.
Yeah, the Bengals 2-4.
Yeah, something disgraceful.
It may be 3-4. That's it, because I think they beat the Browns, right? So
I think it all went downhill when Joe Bo bleached his hair blonde.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That was the straw that broke it.
That was the turning point. Okay,
right.
Baltimore, Cleveland. There you go.
Baltimore. What are we huffing and puffing over?
Nothing. We know that one. I got to tell you, Baltimore's outrageous, and especially with
picking up
Henry.
And especially after a bumpy start, they've really turned it around.
Did you see Henry?
Yeah.
He's like a train.
Yeah.
I mean, number 22.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to stop him.
And he runs straight up and down. You know, it's amazing just the way he runs.
Oh,
he just mows you over.
He's phenomenal.
Derrick Henry, Alabama product there.
Yeah.
Okay, Tennessee at Detroit. What a game that's going to be.
I'll take the Lions.
I will too.
Believe it or not.
Arizona, Miami with the return of Tua.
Yes. I'll take Miami. I think they win because Arizona is a pretty manageable opponent.
The Jets and New England, both pretty lousy teams.
I'll take the Jets.
Both pretty lousy teams.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of saying it with some reluctance. I'll take the Jets.
This is a game that's going to be good because I hate to admit it, but Atlanta, because I don't, you know, I don't like Atlanta.
Right.
But they're playing well.
Yeah.
They're playing very well. So this weekend coming up, it is Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Tampa Ooh. Bay loses a major player.
They lost a major player, and they lost a tough game to the Ravens. I got to assume the Bucs win. I really do believe in the Bucs this year with Baker.
Yeah, I know.
He's a stud.
What happened the other night?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of put up a Brett Favre stat line. I think he had a couple picks, a few touchdowns, though, a lot of yards. But I think the Bucs bounce back against the Falcons.
See, you know, I am a Saints fan, but yes. Second in line is Tampa Bay.
Right.
Before I'm pulling, so Chris just went down and just, oh.
It is. It's upsetting.
Okay, Green Bay at Jacksonville.
Yeah, jeez. You want to talk about a team that's had a puzzling start, the Jags.
Why can't they get it together? I thought, you know, I looked at them the last couple of seasons thinking, okay.
Yeah.
They're going to do something.
Well, and they got a win over the one-win Patriots for what that's worth.
Not much.
Bit of a jump in competition to the Packers. I'll take Green Bay.
Okay, Indianapolis and Houston.
Ooh, give me Houston.
That's going to be a good game, though.
I'll take Houston, though.
Yeah. New Orleans, Los Angeles Chargers.
Ooh. Man, the Saints have just collapsed. I got to take the Chargers.
I'm with you. And I'm a Saints fan, but I'm with you in this game.
It's just, it's a bummer.
Buffalo, Seattle.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. I'll take Seattle. Why not?
Yeah, they played pretty well the other day.
I'll take Seattle to beat Buffalo.
Okay, Carolina and Denver. Ooh.
Denver. That's kind of a conflicting situation there. I'll take Denver.
Okay, Kansas City. I'm not going to commit to that.
You're like, can they both lose?
Really? Yeah. Kansas City at Las Vegas.
At Las Vegas? That's a trap game for KC. I'll say the Chiefs win, though. Raiders are kind of struggling.
The Chiefs are good.
They're good.
Bottom line.
They're good, yeah.
You can't take that away from them. Ugh. Taylor Swift or not.
No matter how bad you want to take it away from them, can't.
Chicago, Washington, and is Jaden Daniels hurt?
I'm not sure. I'll still take...
He left the game last week.
I'll take the Commanders to win regardless. Because they're a pretty good team this year.
Who's their backup quarterback for the Commanders?
I know one of them is Sam Hartman, Wake Forest QB.
Not the one.
But would it be Sam Howell? Do they still have him?
No.
They don't?
I don't
Where
think
is
so.
He now?
But I'm just saying, the quarterback came in for Washington and orchestrated a pretty good set of downs.
Yeah, I can't remember who it is.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
No, it's all right. Dallas, San Francisco.
That's a good one. If this were 30 years ago, that'd be one heck of a matchup. I'll take Dallas.
Is McCaffrey going to be back or not? Or?
I don't know. Either way, I'll take Dallas because they're pretty turbulent.
I would never.
Really?
I would never.
And Monday night, you got Steelers and Giants. Yeah. Believe it or not, give me the Steelers. Contrary to popular belief. Already a little bit past... A little bit past 6:45 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather before we take a quick break here. It's just Mobile Highway near the fairgrounds. Some of the congestion's bleeding back onto Pine Forest Road, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not too much. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 84, low of 62.
Well, there's a review out today that finds that your favorite tunes, this is right down your alley, may help your health. And Fox's Lisa Brady explains in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Listening to soothing music can have many benefits, even helping patients recover from surgery. A new review finds patients can actually end up taking fewer painkillers when they're enjoying pop tunes and smooth songs. Senior researcher Dr. Eldo Frezza, a professor of surgery at California North State University College of Medicine, says when patients wake up after surgery, they can be frightened and disoriented. He says music can help ease the transition from the waking up stage to returning to normal. It can also help reduce stress. Researchers say listening to music causes a reduction in levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, and that can translate into reducing the need for sedatives, with another study author writing, although we can't specifically say they're in less pain, the studies revealed that patients perceive they're in less pain, and we think that is just as important. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I just want to let you know, there's a lot to that story that's real, because in the days 1970s, 1980s, when a hurricane approached, by the way,
yep.
With radio, you had to play soft music. You couldn't play any heavy metal or anything like that because it soothed people with the storms. How things have changed, but I'm just saying that's what made me think about the soft music, because for preparing your mental psyche for these storms, you would play soft music. And so there is some validity to that story.
All righty, 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll hit that final stretch of this Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now, including Wall Street numbers, and also one last quick check of the roads and weather, and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:54 here. We got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. I'll get things started with Wall Street closing mixed after spending much of the session in the red. The Dow lost 6 points to 42,924. The S&P 500 slipped 2 points to 58,51. And the NASDAQ gained 33 points to 18,573.
Okay, in 12 days, it is the end of daylight savings time. Go ahead. Enjoy an extended amount of sunlight here. Well, it's pretty much, you put the curtains down. I don't know if it's still dark or not.
It's pretty dark.
Okay, one key health benefit, of course, DST allows people to enjoy more outdoor activities. Sunday, November 3rd, turn those clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time. Yuck.
Yeah, I know. Gosh. All right. Yeah. also wanted to touch on this. Let's see, where is it now? Oh, here it is. Fans will get an inside look at this year's historic World Series thanks to Apple TV+.
The streamer will produce a three-part documentary on the matchup between the New York Yankees and LA Dodgers. This marks a record-breaking 12th time the two storied franchises have met in the Fall Classic. The World Series gets underway Friday in LA.
Let me think about this. I think it was like in August or so. If you walked into a Lowe's store, you didn't see Halloween stuff. You saw Christmas stuff. They came out with the Christmas stuff first, and then they kind of worked into the Halloween stuff.
Christmas doesn't like to share.
All right. Well, okay. Here comes more holiday discounts. While we're talking about the holidays here, I thought I'd throw this in here. Even though it's only October, Fox's Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
Target says it will lower prices on 2,000 items ahead of the holiday season. The cuts will be across national and Target's own brands and will include food and beverages, everyday essentials, and holiday gifts. Target already lowered prices on at least 5,000 popular items back in May and predicts it will lower prices on more than 10,000 items by the end of the holiday season. After its spring price cut, sales rose at Target and it raised expectations for the year. Target, Walmart, and other retailers have been promoting discounts as shoppers look to cut costs. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
And while you're out maybe at the Target store here, why don't you pick up on some socks? You know, time's running out to help the homeless. Socks, of course, are among the most requested yet least donated items at shelters. All this month, West Pensacola Elementary students are making October a month to remember. Area students are attempting to collect 2,000 pairs of new socks for the homeless. The 2024 drive continues for the next 10 days through October 31st.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Mobile Highway and where it meets Pine Forest Road. Heavily backed up because of fair traffic. Be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, it's been creeping lower and lower, slowly but surely. 74 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 84. A lot of fours for you. And Wednesday's low will also be 62. So it's all right. It's warm during the day, a little bit chillier at night, and should be a beautiful Wednesday. Sunny, clear skies.
Oh, absolutely. Fox's Jill Nadeau is reporting this afternoon on a creature that may be a threat anywhere in Take a Pause.
Take a Pause.
University of Georgia researchers say coyotes can be found in the densest urban centers of the country. They put collars with cameras on a few in Atlanta and found coyotes go anywhere. In Los Angeles, a coyote got into the yard of musician Tommy Lee. His wife saved their small dog just in time. The San Francisco Gate reports one woman's outfitted her two little Yorkies with special vests covered with spikes that make it difficult for coyotes to bite down. And there was a coyote in Portland, Oregon, scaring little kids in their own backyard.
There's a coyote! Quickly! Get inside!
Dad Charlie Schmidt says the kids are okay, but he's shaken up.
I was shocked. We do have them in the neighborhood. I've never seen them come towards people. They're always going away from people.
Wildlife experts say coyotes don't usually attack humans, but as for cats and dogs, that's another story. Take pause. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
I sometimes wonder why people drive past my house going down 98 to the zoo, because right there in my neighborhood, we got bears, coyotes, rabbits.
Well, that's the thing. We had heard about coyote concerns a little while back in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. We have all those wildlife. You know what? And I've got three little monsters, Yorkies.
Yeah.
You know, and I, big concern. Because I have to put the doggy door in, especially late at night when the bears come to do their evening dining on my garbage cans. So they do. Oh, they do. But anyway, if you own little dogs and you are in an area that you might have seen the coyotes or bears or rabbits or whatever, put them inside.
All righty. Well, yes, and that is a very, very good advice there. Also, with it being the Halloween season, heck, we're just 9 days away. Well, obviously, one of the most iconic horror movies ever, Carrie, Stephen King's Carrie. A new television show based on it is in the works. The 8-episode series will be on Amazon, helmed by Mike Flanagan, the man behind horror shows like The Fall of the House of Usher, The Midnight Club, and Midnight Mass. The novel, of course, was also adapted into a 1976 movie with Sissy Spacek. That's the movie I was referring to.
I remember that one.
Especially disturbing. When she was covered in the blood or whatever,
her eyes were
so big. You don't like thinking about it, do you?
I remember it so well. Okay, coming up in 3 weeks, about 12 days, the best of SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th at Ashton Brosnahan. We talked to Ray Palmer last week, if you remember, from Pensacola Sports.
Yes.
Getting this all ready. He's saying everything's on go, and they're ready for those teams to make their way into Pensacola. Third year, by the way, Pensacola's going to host that tournament. Buy those tickets now, PensacolaSports.org. Soccer, coming to Pensacola. Make sure you support it.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.